We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Her up.
Good morning. A tough Saturday for your team, a 31-14 loss to Hampton. As you've gone back and broken down that tape, just give me your opinion on what happened on Saturday.
Well, first off, give Hampton a lot of credit. They played really well. They deserved to win the game. You know, they outplayed us, they outcoached us. And I mean, it was just a great job by them. And again, congratulations to them. It was, they did a heck of a job. We didn't get off to a very good start offensively. Couldn't get first downs. You know, we got a couple stops early and then they, spread us out and, got some throws and catches in there and hit some seams in the running game. Made it tough for us. We didn't fit gaps great. We normally are really good at fitting gaps defensively. We misfit a few. They popped a couple runs there. So again, we didn't play great, but they played really well.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. Richmond's running game has sort of been on and off. I wonder if you might comment on that and perhaps what needs to be done to eliminate that inconsistency. Thank you.
Well, we kind of had a feeling Hampton would be tough to run on. We felt like we could throw the ball. It was going to be tough running in there. But we're not doing a great job up front offensively at knocking people off the ball. We're letting people slide off blocks a little bit too much. You know, we haven't gotten our, you know, we didn't get our backs in space where they could make somebody miss or break a tackle. It was clogged up there pretty good. We didn't run the quarterback, in this game. But that obviously that has to be part of it to help us with Savon and Mylan and the rest of those guys there. But, we just hadn't blocked them great. I mean, we've missed some blocks, our wideouts, maybe not blocking the right guy, where they got an overhang player and, just a lot of different things that go into it. And we have to get better running the ball, especially with some young guys playing quarterback.
If I could follow up by asking about Quantrell Morris Walker, it's not often that Richmond gets a Californian by way of Idaho State. I wonder if he, how he got your attention or vice versa. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty fortunate. He's doing a really nice job for us. Just a great human being. He's fit into the team extremely well. And we're happy to have him, but you know, it's the same thing with the portal. We it was a position need you go into the portal, you look for, the numbers that you're looking for. And, as we got to know him, he was a great person, just great personality. And he fits in really well for us. But you're right. I mean, normally what happens, John, is when we go into the portal, we really look regionally. We look for some sort of connection. Obviously, that wasn't regionally, and there wasn't any connection there. So that's you're kind of an outlier for us. We're gonna because it's hard to get those kids. It's hard to get those guys to pass up a bunch of universities heading your way. So, I think part of it was he can get a master's degree here at the University of Richmond. He's got 2 years, so he can play again next year for us. So he'll have a master's when it's all said and done. But a really good person.
Thanks for the help.
Okay.
Russ, your next question from Sean Robertson. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Coach.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, looking back at the tape, Coach, was it as bad as it was at the moment, or were you able to take more positives from the game on Saturday and use towards Maine this weekend?
I think one of the positives, Sean, is Cam Coleman in the second half. He did look pretty composed. He threw some good balls in there. He wasn't perfect. He made mistakes like any freshman would do, but you know, that's a positive we can take out of it. We knew he's going to be a good quarterback. I mean, he's got a lot of ability. You know, he's got some moxie about him. So we felt like he's going to be good. We just, you know, didn't think we'd have to play him this year, but we'll see what happens this week too.
And if I could follow up, I remember a couple of years ago, you had to go with three quarterbacks at one point of the season. Have you ever in your career have to gone through four different quarterbacks at any part of a season?
Normally going on my 15th year as a head coach, you know, we've kind of stayed fairly healthy. You know, since I've been here, you know, we played three in a season, never four. You know, it's not a good feeling. Cause you know, you want to have a guy and be your guy. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Kyle here this week. We'll know a little bit more here in a day or two. But, again, going back to Cam, we were pretty pleased with him.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank
you. Russ, just kind of building on that, Cam did play well in the second half. At what point, I know you're probably not getting the fourth team quarterback a lot of reps early on, especially for a true freshman. At what point have you really gotten him ramped up to where he – knows a good chunk of your offense?
Well, you better know a good chunk of it. It's just executing it and live bullets at you. And that's the, you know, that's where it gets a little tricky. But, you know, this week we knew we didn't have Jackson. We didn't have a great feeling about Kyle. So Ashton got probably three quarters of the reps in practice and Cam got the other quarter. And Kyle didn't get any this past week. And, you know, he was available dressed, but, you know, he didn't have the ability to throw the ball like you want him to throw the ball. So, again, when we go to practice on Tuesday, you know, we'll see who, you know, who's healthy and those guys will get the reps.
Defensively, Hampton had almost 500 yards, kind of a mix of run and pass. What did they do so effectively that you had trouble slowing down?
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've given up 500 yards to an FCS opponent, and you know, not good there. They executed really well. You know, the quarterback had some big runs. We allowed them. We had two third down stops, and got two roughing the quarterback penalties to keep drives alive. When you let them keep drives alive, you know, all of a sudden, you know, those yards start to stack up a little bit, probably more than they normally would. But, you know, we had some opportunities to get off the field and didn't. You know, our third down, you know, they had four first downs by penalty against us. And, you know, I know that just the two were really huge, the roughing the passer calls. That really hurt and kept drives alive.
You're back at home Saturday to face a Maine team that is coming off a big win Saturday against Stony Brook. As you started to look at them, what impresses you about Maine and what are some of the challenges they present?
Well, they're probably the best 1-4 team in the country with that schedule that they played early on. You know, I said the same thing. You know, Stony Brook had such a tough early schedule, and in Maine, I mean, you're playing an FBS program, North Dakota State, and then two of the better teams in the league in William and Mary and Rhode Island. Not an easy start to the season. So they are way, way, way better than what their record shows. They've got some playmakers. Their quarterback was so impressive this week against Stony Brook. I mean, pretty scary good. So, you know, we're going to have to play a lot better than we played this week. I don't think I'm telling anybody something they don't know for us to have a chance to win.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.